Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
What are Pogo and Grace keeping from the kids? Luther finds out that his trip to the moon may have been just a complete waste. And Vanya girl, what is up with these powers? And what is up with your boo Leonard? We have so much to talk about, so stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, guys? We are back for another two episodes of Umbrella Academy, episodes 5 and 6 of season 1. We have a lot to talk about, a lot of things going on. I think the show is really picking up.
Picking up its pace.
But before we get into all of that, I am your girl, Drew Jones, and I'm here with some very handsome fellas. Hey, guys.
Oh, what up?
Oh, what an intro.
What up, what up, what up, Drew Jones? I think, is this our first show together?
I think so.
Hey, what up, boo?
What up? Well, we did the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's right, that's right, that's right. Evan T. Mack, what's going on, Jim?
I was just going to introduce you because he almost forgot your name. So I'm like, oh.
What's good?
Yeah, well, I'm Jim Alexander. You must know about me, I guess, by now.
I do.
Yeah. The people are talking about Jim Alexander.
The show or me?
The show, you, yeah. Queen, you know, we're talking about all the things. But we are going to, just so you guys know, we're going to break down this episode by each member of the Umbrella Academy. So we will squish 5 and 6 together. That way, you know, it's nice and cohesive.
Yeah.
So let's hop into our boy 5, because episode 5 is all about
five.
Yeah. Rightfully so. So we kind of find out how he gets to basically the present. We find out that, you know, when he jumped into the future, he was post-apocalypse, and he kind of turns into this crazy old man.
Because he had to survive. He had to survive years and years and years on God knows what and try to find shelter and find food and find water and not go insane without any companionship before he finds his companion, of course.
That's why his doll is there for him.
Listen, man,
That's what got you through. When I saw him gold and gray, I'm like, yep, that finally, I guess, makes sense after all these years. You need something to talk
to. You do, man.
You need something.
I love that her name is Dolores. That's the name of my cat. So I was
adorable.
Like,
it's old school.
I feel it. Well, after Dolly Parton, you know.
Oh. But shout out to Dolly Parton.
Yes, honey. But I thought, when he is an old man, is it just me? Or doesn't he kind of look like the old man at the beginning of Aladdin? That
like bring me the lamp.
Yeah, that's what he looked like to me. And I was like, aw, cute. But we get introduced to the handler.
Yes.
What are your old thoughts of the handler? Because I kind of think she's badass.
No, I love her. I love her get up. I love her performance. I love how she acts. I like that she, based on how they shoot the show and how it was directed and how, like, her acting choice of not even caring about some crazy old man holding a gun to her, that's how you know how much control she has.
Yeah.
And how much faith she has in the time continuum, where he pulled the gun right on her and he's a crazy old man. It's the first time meeting him and she's just like, hey, what's going on, man? We've been monitoring you. What's up? You know what I mean? Nice and nice, prim and proper. Wasn't even worried about your boy. So I loved her premiere.
The power broker. Yeah, I mean, that's strength and all that wrapped in one. Like, hey, I'm here to make a deal and lay it out straight. No strings attached. This is what's up. And
because regardless, I can leave you here if you turn the deal
I'm
down.
I'm the only one here.
I can leave you here. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Anyone who chuckles at you when you're pointing a gun at them, I just feel like you should probably.
I'm telling you, either, like I said, they're super crazy or they know something that you don't.
Yeah. Yep.
And that's not a gamble I want to make there.
Exactly. So she offers him a job with the commission, which they are basically controllers of the events in time. They make sure everything kind of plays out the way it needs to. And he accepts a job. And through that, he has done some pretty interesting things. He kills Joseph Stalin.
Yeah, we've seen some historical.
He did some things.
We also find out that Hazel and Cha-Cha are part of the commission.
Yes.
So it's all kind of tying together. And their whole point is that they're supposed to be taking 5 down because
he broke his contract.
He broke his contract.
Can't
do
that.
Not kill good old JFK.
You can't to that sort of thing when you have such a job at stake.
And it's, especially when you make a deal for you serve. But it, all jokes aside, like you serve 5 years, then you get to choose a time of your choosing, and you get to live out the rest of your days. The only thing that's upsetting is like she keeps saying, "There's no matter what, this apocalypse must happen." So that kind of always bothers me that the world is really just has to end. So you would have to pick a time where you still got a little bit of technology, but you don't want to go too far forward because the apocalypse is like, what time would you pick? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you were to serve out this 5-year contract. So, but like I said, but he broke the contract. So, and I think that's what kind of sets up the whole show.
I agree. So we find out, the siblings kind of know what's up now at this point. Mm-hmm. And there's a bit of a showdown between Diego, Luther, Klaus, and Five versus Handler, Cha-Cha, and Hazel.
Pretty awesome.
And essentially, Five goes off with the Handler and goes to the commission and is now working a desk job.
That's where you move up from the JMK assassination to just, filling out paperwork.
Yeah, like I just like the part where when he walks by, and he sees the briefcase and he pauses and she's like, "Oh, you don't have to worry about that. You've moved up now. You don't have to go around and kill random people for the space-time continuum anymore. You are at this very boring desk, but it's an upgrade, It's a promotion."
I really like the scene where when he's first coming into the office and it's kind of him like meeting all these different people and it's like so-and-so is responsible for, this assassination. They're like, whatever. I just think the whole setup was, very interesting. And obviously it's kind of like, what is Five up to?
Yeah, because come on now, Five. As much as trust issues he's built up over the years and how he's only been able to rely on himself. So you know that he's familiar with her. He's shrewd enough. He's secure enough in his talents to know he can get away with a couple things. So let me just play this out a little bit. Let me see what's going on. But when he left, I was like, oh, he's cooking up something.
Yeah. So he meets the lady who is responsible for the apocalypse and he jacks her classified.
That's
files.
What you would want to do. The grandmaster of it all. I'm like, yeah, let's just steal from that.
I like that guy.
And he tries to have like a moment to read them in the bathroom. And I just think the Handler is like the best, in my opinion, like the best character on this show.
I love her.
Because she's so kooky and weird. Like she just peeps her head over the bathroom stall and is like, want to have lunch with me? Like, I don't know.
Handler can do whatever. What? I mean, at that point, right?
Yeah, to
I mean,
me, that's exactly right, Jim.
When you're the boss, when you're on top of things, like, there's no limits. You can be cool, crazy, whatever it takes.
And she exudes that confidence. She has security, She knows what she can do. Yep. She knows what she has done. She doesn't have any fear. I think it's going to take a lot to really scare her.
Stable and secure in her spot, right?
Yeah, definitely. He's obviously ready to cause a little chaos.
What's new?
In his office. He decides to send messages to Cha-Cha and Hazel, telling them to basically eliminate one another.
Yeah, very clever. Very shrewd. I know because they're still a pain in the butt. You know what I mean? So I think it's his way of upsetting the apple cart. And kind of shaking things up a little bit and maybe killing two birds with one stone.
That's what it is. You know, it's like, hey, let me not fight my enemy. Let them fight each other, right? Like, hey, I let them do it. He doesn't seem to, like, be doing a lot of work, right? Because we're noticing with Five. He just likes to work be done for him or find ways to...
I think they do a good job of showing how he's done enough fighting. Plus, he actually has enough respect to know Hazel and Cha-Cha. They're no pushovers, though.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Like, why should I exude myself and possibly get killed when they can just take each other out? I think he's smart enough. Like, if they can kill each other back in that time, and I come back and they ain't there, cool. You know what I mean? So I think it's one of a lot of things, actually.
So episode 6 ends for Five, at least. He basically resets the entire day. So like the episode ends with the day like starting over again. So all the events that we're going to talk about with the other Umbrella Academy doesn't happen, which is very frustrating.
Imagination.
Yeah, it's so crazy because the title of the show is like right in your face, though. You know what I mean? The day that wasn't, then the next this, the day that was, and I was like, oh, they put it in the title.
Yeah,
they put it's in the okay, I understand. But I was so enthralled with what was going on. I was like, wait a minute. Towards the end, I'm like, Man, Fire about to mess this whole day up, ain't he? Things are kind of getting somewhat of ironed out.
It's like
a
dream for some a good one or some bad that never happens. That never right? Just like, oh yeah, by the way, that
just never. Well, After Buzzers, you guys are a dream. We appreciate you all watching this show and watching all the other shows that we have on this lovely network. But if you are new and you want to know, you're like, Drew, what are you talking about? Other shows. Let me tell you, we have many. We have the Drama Channel. We have reality. We have, they're on some WWE type stuff.
Some things
if you're into that. If you like superheroes, you know, I'm on a couple of superhero shows. You know, so just check those out. Like, subscribe. Let us know you guys did. We do read your all's comments.
Show do.
The good, the bad, the ugly, the beautiful. We read all of them, and we appreciate you guys for rocking with us and making us the ESPN of TV talk.
Yeah, appreciate you. Edgy Bra in there, Billie Jean, girl, what's really good? Caitlin, what's really good? Alicia, darling, what's really good? Caitlin, what's up?
Hey. I was a fan.
Yeah, hashtag heel gym. That's
man. Yo, reputation falls.
Shout out to everybody in the chat. Oh, Renji, what's going down, man? If I missed anybody, because I'm scared to pronounce your name and I don't want to butcher it, man. So to break it down for me. Give me one of them Webster Dictionary breakdowns with the parentheses. You know what I mean? When you how you pronounce something.
Yeah.
I need that because I don't like looking crazy on here. It's live. Shout out to Simba, too. Simba McReynolds.
For those of you all who aren't listening, live with us, we do have a live chat when we are live, so if you want to come hang out and talk with us, you know, shoot your shot and come watch a show with
Seb
us.
Russ, what's good? I got all y'all. All y'all, man.
Good. And yeah, you guys be sure to talk to us during the show. Evan's gonna, you know, throw all your girls' two cents up in here.
they chatting up in there, girlfriend.
Let's talk about Klaus. I could talk about Klaus.
Klaus is bae, man. I love Klaus, man.
I don't.
Come on, man. Come on, what's that? His name is Klaus, first of all.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Clown. Close enough to Klaus.
Now, when I think Klaus, I think power, because all the men on TV named Klaus really be ruining
like,
people's
seriously,
lives.
Klaus? Yeah,
like
don't
in a
mess
bathtub
around.
Or just laying on a street or randomly listen, always just listen, like in a daze, listen, be unproductive.
V. Jim Alexander, realtalker.com. Listen. What would you do if, when you was a little baby, you seen dead people, and you'd be on heroin, you'd be on crack?
Change. He's a useless character. I will stand by this.
Wait a minute.
Listen.
What would you do if you woke up every day and this dead, and thing is, they're not like how they project them in like sweet stuff. They're like, they look like their heads ran over, shot, stabbed, arm off.
My grandmama would not let me play with people like you when I was younger, because y'all
He's a Johnny Gargano.
Y'all don't believe in demons and ghosts and whatnot, and y'all the first ones to get possessed because you don't believe
Jim,
in
you even one of the first one to get possessed over there.
I'm not entertained by
in my crib. I'm like, Jim!
I am not entertained by his one line of comedic, you know, whatever that is.
You know,
is.
Like his sarcastic.
No.
It's just not. Y'all be best friends in real life, man.
Probably. No. I doubt it. He'd be in a tub. He'd be in a tub or hanging out doing nothing. So.
We get a big tub. We just like paint each other's toes, talk about stuff, whatever. Talk about ghosts. I'd have him communicate to my Nana. It would be cute.
It's real talk.
Or what I'm saying, Klaus.
Klaus is so valuable. He could talk to your family.
Right? I'm putting the friendship out there. But we find out where Klaus went in the last episode. Because he takes the briefcase and disappears on the bus. And he pops back up on the bus. And he has been in the Vietnam War.
The worst place he could have truly went, though.
Literally.
Guess that is a nightmare.
It really is, though.
Politics aside.
Yeah.
Vietnam War.
It was real. They said something like the craziest thing was like a stat. They say if you got dropped down, the life expectancy in the jungle was like 8 seconds or some crazy stuff.
Oh,
so that
man.
Was like the life expectancy of a soldier dropped down in the Vietnam War.
That's crazy.
So it's really crazy to see that's where he went. I like that. It's like they do a good job of Klaus's greed kind of got him into a bad place because he thought there was money in there.
Yeah.
Just grabbed a random briefcase.
Oh, he is greedy. Grabbed a random briefcase, thought Hazel and Cha-Cha bought money for some reason, and he opened it up and got his. And it might have changed his life, though.
Yeah.
Could have changed his life.
I think I said this last week, but I find it very interesting how each one of the members of the Umbrella Academy is kind of a different version of how people react to abuse.
And his, good call.
Yeah,
his
that's interesting.
Is addiction, obviously. And I thought it was very interesting to see him because he goes to Vietnam War. We find out that he was there for about 10 months. He falls in love with a guy named Dave. And he tries to basically go sober so that he can see Dave. And so we get to see like the withdrawals and the struggles of addiction. And I thought it was a very interesting way to kind of maneuver that whole you know, taboo topic.
Like, whatever gets you there, too. If that, if that's what gets you sober,
yeah,
seeing the love of your life once more or anytime you want to, even though it's a, he looks he's wrecked, but if that's what gets you to stop doing popping pills and doing all kinds of stuff and having Jim hate on you, we got to do, you know what I mean?
Bring back Dave, please, for my sake, so we can see Klaus do something productive for
you
once.
You are psycho.
Or be a member of the
functioning society.
Okay, so, like, break down, I'm curious, yeah, and I'm sure people in the chat are curious. Break down your ranking of, like, most valuable player to least valuable player.
Yeah, since you already hate
Klaus at the end. Five's got to be on top because he just...
Five's unstoppable.
Yeah, just he's like so many things he's part of and the age. He's so much more, in a sense, experienced with life and he's seen things,
and
right?
For what we do know, he's literally the only being that could time jump without a machine.
Yeah.
So he got to be up there, but go ahead.
Luther has to be kind of my personal favorite, number two, because he's...
You like poop Luther.
The emotionally stunted gorilla man would be your favorite.
Damn. My boy's Philip Rivers lookalike with a gorilla body.
Man, he do look like Philip Rivers, man.
He's Philip Rivers.
Dang, look up Philip Rivers. Anybody in the chat don't know Philip Rivers. He looks just like him. Go ahead.
Luther's like the quiet, I mean, he's the protector of everyone. He can beat you down if it came to it. That's the kind
of guy. He can't even beat Diego.
Listen, that man looks imposing.
Diego broke him off.
That's someone I would like to have.
He's out here like lusting after his sister. Like,
Let's keep it real.
Hey, can you blame him?
You just told me everything I need to know about you.
Can you blame him?
He's like, Luther's my dude.
No.
He's my redeeming character of the show.
Okay, finish your list.
Denisha does not like Luther.
I guess.
Shout out to Denisha. Go ahead.
V would be one because she's so underrated. Like, there's something about her that she's so quiet, but, you know, obviously she had that tell. Like, there's a lot of inner stuff that interests me about her that's going on.
Yeah.
And she's kind of like, I guess, the black sheep of the family in a lot of ways. And
I like the rumor, though. I like her, man. Alice, I like her because of what she can do, though.
Yeah.
Like, I like that so far they haven't talked about it, but I almost think that's how
she's
became famous,
storm,
too.
Right?
Like, I think she, like, rumored herself into fame, too. Whether she did or didn't, but it's like, she could have rumored herself. Casting director, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Totally.
Like, I heard a rumor that you cast me in this movie.
Her power's the one I would want out of anyone.
Oh, seriously?
To walk up to like Donald Trump and be like, I heard a rumor that you're out of here.
I heard a rumor that you wanted to just resign.
You just wanted
from the
to
presidency.
Resign.
Like,
you
for
want
real.
To go home.
Like, I love her power. It's so subtle. Like, I heard a rumor that you gave me $1 million.
Right? I heard a rumor that you're not writing this ticket for me right now.
Like, for real. Like, right? That's real.
And then.
Boy, bye, said
Diego.
Diego's
a too
best
try.
He said,
hard.
He said Diego's
He's
the best
too kid. Much of a try hard for me.
He is doing the most in every episode, though.
But I'm sorry, you like Luther, but you don't like Diego.
Come on, man!
They're like the double trouble twins. Like,
Luther.
They're dumb and dumber.
Diego, the thing about Diego, like, with the whole thing with mom, like, he, you know, you saw a little bit of an emotional connection there, you know?
For sure.
And then he pulled the plug. I don't know. There's something missing there with him. You know, he's one of those, he's like that kid that's like, you know, trying to step up to the big brother.
Oh, for sure.
He's like, oh, I should be on the court.
Forever in the shadow of Luther.
Yeah, he's in the shadows of Luther, and he's just that try hard that is trying too hard. You know, just not getting there where he wants to go. And then I guess, I mean, Alice, what does she do? I mean, besides...
Alice can do anything, bro.
She's the backbone of that family.
But she's fine, she's smart,
she's too normal,
though,
but she's too normal in that...
I'm sorry. Her power is literally to make you do whatever
she
wants.
She can, by saying one sentence.
She's like the mom, though. Isn't she in a lot of ways? Come on.
I can't let nobody that fine be not
but
be asset. She's an asset based on how fine she is.
And she doesn't need to be programmed to do it. You know.
Wait, but Teron, where you at right now? I need backup right now. I mean, he'd be like, Allison, fine right now.
Allison is fine.
And she's talented. And she's strong. And she's
the backbone. She is she's level-headed. She keeps everyone in line. Everyone has a line of trust with her. Like, Allison is an underutilized character.
And then who's left? Oh, Klaus. Oh, freaking move on.
The Klaus slander will not
be
really.
It will not be tolerated.
I just don't see anything.
The level of disrespect
about
for Klaus
nothing
is just
redeeming about that character. He's like the tag along that you don't
maybe
want.
We only halfway through. Give it time. Who knows what he can do, man? We don't know
what
he
better
can
start
do.
Happening soon. That ain't happening yet.
You are not a patient
person.
Just
impatient, man.
Listen, he'd be the one if If Luther was on a football field as Philip Rivers, Klaus would be the false start every time.
Oh my God. Football jargon. If anybody in the chat does not know what he's talking about, do not beat yourself up.
Well,
yeah, football jargon.
We're going to put the Klaus Lander on pause because I cannot stand for it any longer. And we are going to talk about Ms. Vanya because she is off. Because, some things went down when this Vanya, whether she knew it or not.
For real.
Some things went down. Vanya is off the meds now. She's feeling good. She gets first chair because
of some extenuating circumstances.
Because old girl decided she's not going to come around, which when I watched it, I was like,
wait a minute now.
Yeah, I was like, hold up.
Because you met her and you know she ain't missing no.
Right?
One leg, two legs missing. She going to be in that chair.
You don't get to have that type of attitude and like miss things.
It's weird. I was like, something weird going on. That's all I'm going to say. Something weird going on.
So she's feeling good because she gets first chair. She decides to give it up to Leonard, if you will.
Give up that cookie.
Consummate the relationship.
Man, you gotta give up the cookie, man. Every now and again, he worked for her, Drew.
He worked
a couple lunches, some coffee.
No, ladies.
That man put so much effort into this.
It's been at least two weeks.
I don't give a damn. Ladies,
any time of need.
Just because a man buys you lunch,
several lunches.
You can buy me 200
lunches.
It doesn't mean that the cookie's gonna be getting.
You gotta give up the cookie.
He took her in when she was kicked out, basically.
Real talk.
Where's that on the receipt of our meal that says if you eat this, you gotta give up the cookie? Because
Don't show up then. Don't show up to the lunch.
No, because I'm gonna get my meal. It's not my fault that y'all be out here just buying people.
All jokes aside, I'm being facetious right now. Listen, women, don't do that, man. That's why men buy you drinks, and that's why he buying you lunch.
Because
he's trying to get the all jokes aside, this is what he need. He's trying to get the cookie. So stop. But eat the lunch. Eat the lunch.
But
don't.
With me, it's a coffee or a tea. That's where you're starting, man.
Well, told me all I need to know about
Jim. I'm actually shocked you buy the coffee or tea. To be honest with you, I just see you by making her. All the stuff.
I see you requesting. Like $3 on Venmo.
She comes down. I was like, honey, I thought we were going half on.
What's up with that?
He puts down $5. He's like, oh, do you want to pay the card? Or
hey,
cash
you know
or
that coffee bean Venmo? Tea don't come.
Oh my God. I can see it, man. I can see it. Venmo.
Anyway, she decides to give it up to Leonard. Which I'm like, sis.
Yes, she did.
The man was there when she needed him. He was that calming.
That's why he was.
It's not the money. It's not the food. It's that calming.
That calming.
Trust factor.
And he was there when the family
trust
always
factor.
Did there. He was right. It was support. Drew Jones.
Make her feel good about herself, too.
I get it. But it's just like, girl, feel good about yourself. Like,
what about him? Dig and within. Look-wise?
What about his
does
needs?
Does she cut it? Like,
his wants.
Does she even cut it look-wise? Let's see.
No.
Is she settling for him?
Yes.
Oh, for sure.
Ellen Page is slept on. Ellen Page
she's
been
very pretty.
One of my crushes since I was like, when Juno came out, I was like, that's
she's
wifey.
So pretty, yeah.
Before Ellen Page was like, I like girls. I was like, I like Ellen Page.
Real talk, yo.
So, I'm just saying.
Shout out to Ellen Page.
Leonard's going above his pay grade.
You could have done better. But we find out just how much Leonard has been doing for Ms. Vanya.
Doing
because
the most.
He killed old girl. Like, she is up.
I mean, extra dead.
Like, extra dead. I mean, we're kind of seeing, and by the way, we're kind of seeing Vanya's powers, like, throughout a little bit. You know, when she's playing, when she's auditioning, we see, like, the vibes come off, and all the people in the audience are like, ooh.
Like, there's something going on there, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But old girl is not trapped in the closet. I watched the R. Kelly interview yesterday, so that's just
you merged them together.
Not trapped in the closet. She's dead in the attic. Which
it's in the same ballpark. It's in the same ballpark.
It's its own album. The book is up there from Hargreaves that Klaus threw out when he was looking for...
It was a little fix, next fix.
Yeah. So
Klaus did something?
It's the Klaus Lander ball.
I just hide. If you're listening on podcast, this is Drew. I just want you to recognize my voice.
Yeah, this is Evan. Evan's voice here.
That it's not I.
This is Jim hating on Klaus.
It's Jim Alexander.
You cannot hate on anybody named Klaus. That's like
you
a rule I just made
anybody
up.
Anybody named Klaus. When I think of Klaus, like I said before, I think of powerful people. I think of like Klaus from the Vampire Diaries.
You know what I mean? Klaus.
Or like all men named Klaus will beat you down.
It sounds like clown to me, close enough.
But I'm just saying, you could never mess with a name Klaus. Look, he can just beat you up, Jim. Listen, Klaus? Klaus got beat up by Klaus.
I'm thinking like Santa Claus. Like, from like the North Pole or something.
Well, Jim sounds like, As in, that's a wrong opinion that you just had. Jim.
Hey, there ain't no such thing as a wrong opinion. It's right if it's coming from me.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness.
Child.
Lord, give me strength.
Anyway, Ms. Vanya finds out that there's a, you know, she finds out Leonard is not all he's cracked up to be. But because of five
missing things.
Missing things up, the timeline gets ruined.
Never happened.
And she is still dangerously in love.
Yes, she is.
With old Creepy McCreeper.
Gave a bad cookie, too. That really happened, too, didn't it? Shout out to Leonard. Couple coffees, a little support, and you in there.
No.
That's what it takes.
When I watched that episode, I literally was sitting on my couch, and I just was, my roommate walked in, she's like, why are you mad? And I was like, I can't talk about it.
We can't
talk about it. But what I can talk about is Luther, because he's going on an emotional roller coaster a little bit.
Yeah, he has time to win me over, but right now he's brooding a lot, man.
I do kind of feel bad for him. I still think he has the emotional intelligence of a water beetle.
Oh,
but
oh Lord! Shout out to the water beetle.
Yeah. We find out that he's got daddy issues, you know.
Oh, and by far, like the most, because he's like the one that stayed there when everybody else left. Yeah,
he's hurt.
He got strong daddy issues.
Like it's like for real.
Yeah, old daddy didn't read anything from the moon.
Oh man, listen. Listen, man, I sent you up there, bro. You let me know how it goes, man. It was good, but listen, I ain't checking on your reports or nothing like that.
Yeah.
And Luther has like no closure because he died. I'm like, I feel bad for my dude because he felt all the burden to stay. Uh-huh. When everybody rolled out, went on with their lives, all in their feelings about daddy being the worst guy ever, and he stayed behind.
Yeah.
And still was treated like a child.
Luther is the version of abuse where it's like you stick around and people are like, why are you staying in this relationship?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's Luther. And
doesn't know any better.
Everyone else has left him. I won't be the one to leave him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously that does not play out well. But something that does kind of play out well for him is Allison. That's
right. Not all is lost.
He and Allison, who are brother and sister, as attractive.
Not by blood.
Listen, I have adopted siblings.
But you would never
gouge my eyes out, burn off my tongue, and punch a baby in the face.
Because
Well,
Drew, your lovely family has structured it in a way where you know that's not what you do. It's been structured. Your family's like, this is your brother, this is your sister. He's been on the moon. He's never structured it like this is, you know what I mean?
You don't get to pick
it. It takes two to tango. Listen. Allison ain't off the clock.
Put this on Allison. Yeah. She probably rumored Luther. She rumored him.
From black woman to black woman, I can never put the blame on Allison.
That is a code.
It's written right there.
That is a code amongst people of color. It's one of them things we just don't do. I'm like, I didn't see that, brother.
What I saw,
I was over here,
was Luther doing the most. But no, I actually, despite the fact that they're brother and sister and that is weird and whatever, I really liked the dance sequence that they had.
I thought it was nice.
I thought it was fun. It was very quirky and weird, and I thought it was very appropriate for this show because this show is like quirky and weird. Mm-hmm. This show, I don't like when people compare this show to DC or Marvel or anything because it's not.
No, it's different.
It is different.
It's different, and it's not supposed to be. It's supposed to be weird. It's supposed to not really like make a lot of sense.
Not everything is supposed to be shoehorned and funneled into the universe that you want it to be. So that's what makes Dark Horse Comics. If you look at any Dark Horse comic, every Dark Horse, that's what makes it separate from DC and Marvel. Like that's why it's Dark Horse. They have the obscure comics.
Mm-hmm.
Like look at this comic. It's obscure and like that's what makes them different. That's what the alternative. Like if you look up Image comics are like that as well. They're different from your traditional Marvel and DC. That's what I think makes it unique. In its own way, it's its own separate entity.
Yeah,
chimpanzees running the show at home. You know,
it's very wise, smart, and well trained and well mannered.
Mm-hmm. Represent. Rafiki.
He's smarter than you and I.
Pogo's that guy.
Pogo's that dude for real, man.
Pogo's cool.
I want to have a couple beers with Pogo.
Right. I feel like Pogo like
Pogo's got stories, right?
Yeah, Pogo's been through a couple things, man. Yeah.
Get like a couple of Hennessy's and pineapple.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
he'll tell you some stuff.
Shout out to Klaus Hennessy, about man. It.
Man, you don't bring that with a Hennessy and pineapple?
That's all I drink.
Don't bring Klaus around. That's right.
Yeah, I only drink Hennessy when I'm in the hood because, you know, the brother's around because I like fruity drinks. This is the full disclosure. I shouldn't have said this is a secret. Full disclosure. I like cranberry type drinks. You know what I mean? Like sea breezes and bay breezes. But when I go to the hood, I'm like, give me that Hennessy real quick.
I'm going to make a drink for you that's fruity and has Hennessy in it.
I appreciate you because I need to got a hot, because in the hood, I got to be like, yo, I drink straight Henny.
Keep it away from Klaus.
So I do.
Change life. The Klauslander.
Keep it away. You're just talking about Klauslander.
That's true.
This man cannot hear that.
I drink a Klaus too. Klaus probably invented Hennessy while he was.
Yeah, if he knew how to do it in moderation. Yeah, if he knew how to do it in moderation, Klaus would be an amazing person to drink with.
Facts. Absolute facts. But Allison and Luther basically profess their love to one another and kiss and blah, 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 whatever.
It was building for a few episodes.
It was.
How,
yeah.
Well, let me show you the footage, Allison. Come, you know, the first one.
I was like, I mean, we got to see, like, the little moment where they snuck away into that cute little teepee and, like, tried to have a picnic. And then Hargreaves came in and was like, what's going on?
This man should be on The Bachelor. My man, Luther.
Shout out to Luther, man. Yeah. You leave digging Luther, though.
Luther's nice to look at.
He's growing on me. He ain't a good-looking dude.
He's a good-looking dude, but that's your sister. That's your sis.
Hey, they've been apart for a long time, not biological. There's some safe.
I understand the logic here. Yeah. I truly do.
No.
Not my style.
The show's telling us to believe it, right?
As someone who has adopted siblings.
Yeah, Drew speaks from experience here.
No. They are just as much siblings as the blood-related ones, and it is... That is gross. I will not stand for that. As attractive as they are, and as much as I...
Very good looking. They have nice little mixed babies, though.
But I'm also, like, anti-Daenerys and Jon Snow, because I'm like, that's auntie.
Oh, see, now we draw the line. See, now, now I'm about to fight you up in here.
No, I can't.
That can go down as much time as it's supposed to go down.
Incest is not the best. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, good line.
No.
Line of the night.
Seth Russ said, preach, Drew. Shout out to Seth Russ.
You be knowing. But just like... all of our other Umbrella Academy attendees, 5 messed up this timeline too, and it has been reset, so none of this has happened. Mm-hmm. So essentially, we're kind of back at square one again.
Yes, yes. But we have 5 now, though.
We do.
We didn't have 5 before, and 5's like, what's different? I'm different, so now he's here in this new terrible situation.
Yes.
But he's there.
So, taking, you know, what we've learned from 5 and 6... Mm-hmm. How do you guys feel about the apocalypse coming? Are you feeling a little more hopeful? Or are you feeling a little more like we might be screwed?
I think it's... I mean, it's been leading in a circle. Like, there's a little bit of hope, then there's not. It's got to be bad and tragic, right? I mean, it's been a setup for it. You can't just have... You need a payoff. So the payoff needs to mean something. It just can be... Oh, another like a story. Oh, it's like never happened. Change time, timeline or something. You can't go back. You need to pay off with this apocalypse because it's the center of what's going on and, you know, and what's their fate. So someone's got to die and things need to happen from the apocalypse.
Yeah, hopefully things, they can change something. I don't know if the apocalypse seems inevitable, but hopefully they can change something. The Academy's all gone in the first version. Mm-hmm. Hopefully in this new version at 5, put it like this. I just don't want all 5's work to be for nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
5 is risking. He risked his perfect life, man. He could have had a perfect life. He could have left his family behind. He could have did his 5-year contract and could have just been in a perfect time frame with all kinds of money, all kinds of benefits, and good standing with the, you know what I mean, with the temporal force and whatnot, and he gave all that up. I just don't want that to be all for naught.
Yeah,
because he gave up his new body. He's when he wanted his like of age body. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He lost all that. So I don't want it to be for nothing.
Payoff.
That. Number 5.
Before we hop into predictions, I wanted to share some fun facts I learned about these 2 episodes.
Oh, Drew
so,
Jones.
5's list of the 4 people.
Shout out to. Yes, the brawl was good, girl.
Thank you. Stop. Keep going. 5's list of the 4 people whose deaths could save the world includes Alex Cameron, who's actually the assistant art director on the series. Mm-hmm. So that's a fun little Easter egg.
That's a nice little Easter egg.
Uh-huh. For music heads like me who, you know, are vibing with the soundtrack of this series.
Which
is
really good.
The songs in episodes 5 include In the Heat of the Moment by Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds, Mary by Big Thief, and a cover of Happy Together by The Turtles. And the ice cream truck that Klaus steals is playing a like fun version of Ride of the Valkyries.
Oh, that's dope.
Which I thought was cool.
I like those clever things like that.
The flashback we saw of Five, you know, being an assassin, shows that he is responsible for the Hindenburg disaster.
Yes.
And the death of Franz Ferdinand and Joseph Stalin.
Yes, he was in his bag back then.
Yeah, he was doing the absolute...
Franz Ferdinand, good music. Speaking of music.
Absolute most. And then in Hargreaves' notes about Vanya, it includes the number 3, which could... A lot of people are speculating that it could be a reference to Allison and maybe like, you know, having something to do with why her powers are being suppressed.
Interesting.
So I thought that was very interesting. And did I have any more?
Look at you.
I think that's it.
What you with your Easter eggs and goodies?
Oh, and then the songs in episode 6 are Soul Kitchen by The Doors, Kill of the Night by Jen Wigmore, and a cover of King Harvest's Dancing in the Moonlight, which was the song that they danced to.
Yeah. I like to correct. I know people were giving me crap for saying that Bohemian Rhapsody was the song for like episode 3 or 4. I know it was Queen, okay? I know the band, and just the movies, like,
yeah, please
all
make sure,
because
they're like, nitpicking. I think you know
right,
it's Queen.
Like, oh, my God, it's Queen.
I think you know it's Queen.
Yeah,
bro. Come
just, like,
on.
Bohemian Rhapsody's been on my mind. The movie, the awards, everything. Remy Malek.
I like that.
So
I like
it
that.
It stands out more so than just Queen right now. So
y'all
just
know what he's talking about,
yeah,
man. Come
obviously,
on.
I recognized it, right? So I know what I'm talking about.
Well, please. Did you all want to bring up anything else before we go into predictions?
Oh, no, I'm good.
I'm ready for predictions. All right,
then let's do some predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I don't know what's going on. What? Let me. I don't know, man. I don't got no crystal ball, man. Oh, listen, I do, but I'm trying to predict that. Hopefully, somehow, Vanya figures out what the hell old boy's doing, man. Stop giving up the cookie so much, man, and just. Stop seeing the forest with a tree. Yeah, I mean, just figure out what's going on. Find the red book, hopefully. I'm predicting she finds the red book. That's as far as I'm going to go in my prediction because I'm not good at them.
Uh-huh.
The Jim Alexander, realtalker.com.
My boy's going to continue his kiss fest with Allison. I think that's going to evolve. That relationship is going to evolve more and it's going to be fine. I mean, don't even. Like, we'll see. Let it happen. This
yeah,
is
I mean,
really,
let it happen organically.
Let's see where it goes. I mean, how far it goes. And you know what? Speaking of him, the daddy issues will be quenched at some point because dad is not dead. I'll say that.
Oh.
Okay.
I like that.
I think that whatever the secret is that Pogo and Grace are hiding.
Pogo!
Because when she came back, he was like, we can't tell the kids. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's really going to kind of shake the core of everybody. In the Umbrella Academy, I think Luther, we're going to see him go through it because he just found out that 4 years of his life were essentially wasted.
Literally.
And now that it's been reset and he hasn't had this nice moment with Allison, I feel like we're going to see him deal with it in a different way.
Oh, that's a good call.
Okay.
And I'm interested to see Vanya's powers develop because it seems like they're getting stronger.
Because she's been off the medication too.
Mm-hmm.
So like that's not suppressing her anymore because clearly that's what that was doing.
Yeah.
Because the second she started getting off of it, all of a sudden things started happening.
Yeah, so those are my predictions. You guys let us know your all's predictions in the comments, and we'll be sure to comment back
Word.
With you all and chat with you this week. But if you want to keep up with us on our socials, my name is Drew Jones. You can follow me on all the things at OKDrewJ.
Hey, at the Jim Alexander, realtalker.com.
Evan T. Mac, Instagram and Twitter. Me and Jim are going to be on Monday Night Raw tomorrow,
That's
man.
That's right. More wrestling talk. More me loving
him. Him hating on everybody.
All right.
Hey, I'm not hating on this relationship, brother, sister thing, I guess.
Good Lord. We'll see y'all next week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.